Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jojo Morrissey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Radcliffe moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Rogel moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is walked intentionally. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogel scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Appling steals second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete strikes out. One out. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball four. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrissey strikes out. There goes Pete. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons is called out on strikes. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires to first and has Walker trapped. There's the throw to Appling, who tags Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Haas bunts towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Krivic moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrell bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrissey hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Peete moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell bunts towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Peete moves to third. Morrissey moves to second. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vern scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe is walked intentionally. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Pete scores. Morrissey scores. Radcliffe moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Hayes now playing third base. Jojo Morrissey now playing shortstop. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kennedy, and towards Morrissey, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires to first and picks off Goslin. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pete bunts towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to third. Hayes moves to second. One out. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrell bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5. And the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morrissey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Pete moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Pete moves to third. George Washington pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Joe Sullivan now pitching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete scores. Sewell scores. Washington moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gosselin throws the ball into Burns, who tags Haas trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Washington scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Evans now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Owen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Owen reaches second base with a double. JoJo White pinch hits for Joe Sullivan. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.